Oh, why ever would we open with that? Simple. That inanimate object is 105 today. Maybe they'll tie a birthday balloon around her neck like they did in the tournament a few years ago. Poor woman had a balloon animal duct taped to her arm. She didn't even know what day it was.
Translation, that's Mike's way of saying happy birthday, Sister Jean.
Go away, Sister Jean. Serious note before we get into serious matters. There is no one in this room that's interested in living to 105, is there?
No.
If living is doing what she's doing, I want no part of that.
As I told you, when all of a sudden you can't have any independence, when you're totally relying upon somebody to bathe you and feed you, and the quality of life is gone.
When a tuba player ties balloon animals to you and you can't fight them off.
Yeah, I don't want to have
that's a problem.
Hey, let's just sit and roll him in front of the window so he can just stare at the birds for a few hours. No, that's not living anymore.
105. You know the Green Bay Packers were created 10 days before she was born? That's how old that lady is. That's old, man. Now we have serious things
to
do. You're
going to miss her when she's gone.
No, I won't. Might actually be able to root for Loyola again. You know what? I don't know if I'm supposed to say this. I'll just tell you. I've heard she's not very nice.
She's 105.
I'm just telling you.
How many old people are really nice?
I've heard she's very aware of where the cameras are. That's all I'm going to tell you from some of my college basketball people.
Oh.
Sister Jean, not so wholesome.
So she's Magic Johnson.
Uh-oh. All right, so let's get into this. 3 o'clock, we are going to do something very enjoyable. For years, I've talked about how the man to my left has ruined college football. He has destroyed the very fabric of the sport that has been, for years, the sweatshirt of our falls. He has taken the fabric and just pulled it away. But today, we are going to go to the other end of the spectrum. We are mere days away from week zero. And we are going to do a draft of all the things we love about college football. Some of the things Rico's yet to destroy or the networks are yet to destroy. But we're going to get to it at 3 o'clock. What we're not going to do is 3 hours of backup quarterback talk. I have one thing I have to start with, though. May I?
You may.
Last night, Tigers played the Cubs in Chicago. Cool environment. I love Wrigley. You know, if you think it's just a tourist trap, that's fine. It's a cool window to the past. Fine. They did a huge presentation for Javi Baez. Rightfully so. He was a hero of the 2016 World Series run. He hasn't been back to Wrigley. So, okay. Javi proceeded to go 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts and 4 of the laziest at-bats you'll ever see. And it's really, really interesting that as I was suffering through the television broadcast, you really start thinking about all the kids are here. All the kids they have that aren't named Clark and McGonagall are here. And the product is still terrible, but that's a separate discussion for a separate day. And then there's this thing at shortstop. It's like a barnacle on the bottom of a boat, and you just can't scrape it off. It's Javi Baez.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to think about this, and you go, okay, season's over. If the first thing they do this offseason is not to buy out Javi Baez, how could anyone take this franchise seriously? Now, I know you and David are even a step ahead of me. You say he shouldn't play the rest of the year, that he got his tribute from the Cubs, that he embarrassed himself again on the field. His OPS is about to go below 500, by the way, which is mathematically impossible.
But think about this. Different situation, different circumstance, but what's the difference? If you're going to power down Tarik Skubal, why are you putting Javi out there every day?
Right, buy him out now, buy him out later, just buy him out. I'm with you.
Or even if, okay, Javi, you're going to be on the team for the rest of the year, but you could go ahead and take a vacation now.
I like that you're selling it as a vacation. I dig that.
Yeah.
But I'm being serious. Look, whatever problems this team has, and there are many, and solutions we can offer you, there are some. I think the one unifying thing that all of us can get behind is, there is no way we can respect Scott Harris or Chris Illich if this man's in a Tiger uniform next year. Now, I'm sorry. You know, when Scott Harris did the Slumber Party podcast with Jason Benetti talking about how Javi still has value defensively. No, he doesn't. You can just stop. You're not being honest. Just stop. At the time of his previous injury, he had a -8 defensive run saved. Mm-hmm. We can stop. Javi is historically having the single worst season in the history of baseball. That's not hyperbole. It's factual. Okay? I want to know from you guys. If they don't buy this guy out, how could you possibly root for this team? How could you possibly give them your money and your time and your emotion?
It becomes disingenuous to your fan base. Like you can't sell ticket packages knowing that one of the things they're going to be seeing is Javi Baez at shortstop. No, it's an injustice. It's wrong. You cannot do this again. There is no way you could justify bringing him back. He's not blocking anybody because he's not doing anything. You would be better just putting an orange cone out there at short. You would get the same war.
Tiger shortstop brought to you by MDOT.
Right.
Just a construction barrel, right, with the blinking light, and you duct tape the hat to the top of the light.
That's it.
I mean, I got news for you. That's pretty much what you got with Colt Keith at second. Save that for another day. He can hit, but come on now. We got to move him to first. I digress. 248-539-9797.
Maybe not. Maybe your first baseman's back. He came back from the minors.
Right, and now he's a slap hitter. Awesome. So I would love to know. But the Javi thing still upsets me.
Oh, yeah.
Because watching it, look, I can root for Dingler and Young and Keith and Green, Kerry Bonds. You can find a way to go, all right, let me at least watch this. But when Javi comes up and he has the worst at-bats you'll see all week, and you're just going, why are they still doing this to us?
I got you. If I bought into the 1935 club, I'd be very angry
next
year.
It is the 1901 society. Like, if Oklahoma State football can have a QPC code to donate to the NIL, why can't the Tigers just rock one of those for the Javi Fund? You just donate your money, and it launches Javi out of a cannon. Like, set the figure in center field where the cars are, and you just have a meter, and we can track the progress. And when we cross the threshold, no matter where Javi is, there's like rocket packs attached to him. And you just hit the button and gone. But it hits you, man.
Sandman from Showtime at the Apollo come out with the hook.
Yes. I mean, David, you wanted the guy gone like now.
Correct.
Now that he got his ceremonial welcome back to Wrigley, you don't want to see him the rest of the year.
No, I do not want to see him the rest of the year, because while I get it, these games don't matter. They are way behind. They're not making the playoffs. But when you are down 3-1 with a man on third and you have a chance to keep the game alive, and you continue to put this man out there and he does that, cannot have it. As a fan, why would I care? Why would I sit here and say, you know what? Yeah, I'm watching tomorrow. Why would I watch tomorrow when you're telling me you don't care about me?
David, right. When all of a sudden, you lead the inning off with a triple, and then you're like, okay, the young guys
Correct.
Are getting hits. Dude. You start feeling good about the team, and then he comes up to bat.
And it's like,
and then
you remember, here we go again.
Oh, yeah, my life sucks.
That's a great way to put it. You're like, we don't have a chance. My life sucks.
You know, I'm kind of enjoying this Tiger game. My life sucks.
It feels that way.
Right, like, okay, Torque came back from the minors. Okay, he's getting some hits. He's okay, yeah, you know what? I see.
And then
my life sucks.
But I'm being serious. Here's the other thing that has me a little bit concerned. Because you're yet to see anything leak out of the Tiger organization. There was a report in The Athletic. They did a kind of a Q&A, and it was, we don't necessarily see any big expenditures. And I go, uh-oh, because Javi in and of itself is a big expenditure. But between Javi and Maeda, if they're going to earn your money next year and your time, there's no world where Javi Baez is a member of this team. And moreover, there's no world I can go into next year with Young at third, Keith at second, no shortstop, and no first baseman. These are some expensive problems I have to fix. Mm-hmm. Maybe Keith goes to first. Well, now I need a second baseman. Okay, fine. Young can't play third. We'll put him back to second. fine. Still need a shortstop, third baseman. Still need an outfielder. So, and, oh, and by the way, a Flaherty replacement slash Jobe's pitching 90 innings next year, 100 innings next year. So I just, for me, this is the litmus test. It will come down to this. But I'm with Rico. It affects me to watch this team and see Javi Baez. And for him to go out and go 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts again, and to be having the worst season ever. If the kids are up, play the kids.
Yeah.
Do I think Sweeney is anything special? No. Do I think he'll be an everyday shortstop at any point in life? No. Play him. Play him. Because you can't keep putting this thing out there. What point are they trying to prove? If it's not about a mandate that you have to play him, then why would you play him?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking. And don't give me this, he's a calming force in the clubhouse. Put a sock in it. 248-539-9797. We got the college football, things we love about the sport that Rico hasn't killed, draft. We're going to do that at 3. We've got football today's to get to. We even might have a little Lions thing. It depends how upset at Jim Costa I am. So we got a lot to do on a very, very busy Wednesday. We'll get to your phone calls next. 97.1.